Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. New video up this week. New poll question also right there on the homepage. All this, so many things you can find right off of my homepage. Things you can read, listen to, you can watch, you can answer a question, you can ask a question. You can do it in 5 seconds, you can do it in 3 minutes, or anywhere in between on any topic. Under the Small Business Sun. Check it out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Kathy Perry's our guest. She's our social media expert. We're talking about, well, right now we're talking about Pinterest, but we're trying to make sure to help you with when we talk about these programs, these platforms, we're trying to make sure that we help you sort of to determine how you can make the most out of it for your business. Right, Kathy?
Yes, it's all about that.
So how would Pinterest serve a small business? You mentioned a restaurant might put up a new design of the menu, maybe a new employee, a new hostess or whatever, something like that. Could you do that?
Yes, absolutely. And it's all
about photos, all about visuals, right?
It is all visual, yes, and it could be even health tips. If somebody's in the fitness industry, it could be tips on, you know, quick how to get in shape or things like that. So it could, you know, fit into a lot of businesses, but again, mm-hmm. it's, you know, you look at the target audience, and if women are your target audience and you're trying to reach them in a new way, that might be a good way
mm-hmm.
to do that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But, you know, it's interesting to see how people are using it, but it is about community mm-hmm. and engagement. So, you know, you don't just put it up and then expect it to work. You have to be involved in the community.
And this is where the time comes in. Getting it established,
yes, it
joining, maybe even posting things can almost become automatic, but staying involved in the community, this is where you have to decide how much time you're going to give, because that part of it, the follow up, the continual community involvement, which can be very lucrative for a business, it still takes time, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And that's, you know, you're going to have to schedule stuff like this so that you aren't not letting it be a time suck to you. And so,
because it can distract you. It can distract you.
Yeah, all of the social networks can distract you.
Right. See, I have my volume muted on my computer because every time an email comes in, it dings if I don't, right? Now, I guess I could turn that off, but sometimes I want to be able to hear when an email comes in. But my point is if every time you get some kind of a notice from the 6,900 different social media things you're part of, you know, you got like a wordy gig going off in your computer. I mean, noise is all over the place.
That's true, and certainly you can control how much notification you want of certain things, but right. I would recommend that people really schedule their social posts, right. And whether they're using Pinterest or Facebook or whatever, you want to schedule it so
right.
that you're
right.
not letting it be, taking up your whole day, and that you're not staying in that
right.
community all day long. Otherwise, you're right. It does take up a lot of time.
Why did Facebook buy Instagram?
Well, you know, everybody, again, you know, this is a very visual type of application, and it's huge community.
How does Instagram compare to Pinterest?
A little bit different in that Instagram is more like a Facebook, where you're really, it's a, more of a personalized posting of images. People are going to, it's like a storyline of a person's life. So it's more like a friend on Facebook sharing their pictures. And so, but the real reason that Facebook bought Instagram is about the mobile. Everything mobile is, you know, really critical. And it's a mobile user group that they can now blend into their Facebook thing. So having that.
So Instagram gave Facebook a mobile application that helped them to sort of do a quantum leap on mobile.
Yes, yes, that was really it. And they, in their own filing, you know, for their S-1 filing for their going public, they put that in there about the rate of growth in mobile usage will exceed the growth in usage for PCs in the future, and how that is monetized is going to be critical for them, and they saw it as a major opportunity. And again, you know, we're talking about, you know, them spending $1 billion like it's nothing because it's 1% of their, you know, represents about 1% of them. And so, you know, it really wasn't about the community. It wasn't about the images. It's really about the platform.
The mobile part of it, yeah.
And
folks, isn't it just sit back and watch Google and Facebook and Microsoft and Apple, watch all these, Twitter, et cetera, LinkedIn, watch them fighting for your time by offering new capability. It's a very interesting little competitive scenario going on. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.